Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friends from UW Extension. We have Kazua Tao joining us. Looking forward to talking with her. And joining us right now in studio, our good friend, Rock Larson, Wood County Veteran Services Officer. Rock, it is always good to have you in studio. Talk with you. How you been?
Been good, been busy, but that's what they pay us for, what you pay us for.
Right.
The taxpayers of Wood County, so yeah.
You mentioned it being busy. Certainly, as we are in tax season, it is a busy time for many of us, including our veterans. Let's talk a little bit about tax benefits for our veterans, Rock, and what could be known or might not be known by some of our vets out there.
Okay. Well, one, any federal VA benefit is non-taxable. So you won't get a 1099 or any document from them. So if you're getting, a 10% service-connected disability, $175 a month, you're not going to get a document from them to report on your taxes. You can report that income when you're going out for a loan, or and you need to do it if you're going for a needs-based program like energy assistance or food stamps. But for tax purposes, that's free. If you have a disability and it's been quite a while, maybe you ought to think about has it gotten worse? And we can explore that because it's not a static thing. I mean, you got out of service, you had a 10% 20 years ago. Well, if that 10% was for a knee or even a 0% for a knee or a back condition or whatever, it probably has gotten a little worse or caused some other issues. And we'd love to help you explore that and maybe rein some more federal money into Wood County. In addition, we're getting a lot of business now with the Wisconsin Property Tax Credit because all of a sudden we try to catch it when they're first eligible, but like I had one person a couple weeks ago who bought a house finally, and another person who had 5 years residency because it was, if you don't enter service from Wisconsin, you have to be a resident for 5 years before they'll waive your property tax. And that's only for 100% disabled veterans or veterans getting 100% level because they have individual unemployability. Mm-hmm. Or if the veteran is deceased, the surviving spouse, if the veteran was rated 100% service-connected at the time of his death, or if they're in receipt of dependency and indemnity compensation. So somebody may have not been rated, but after his death, like we talked earlier about the PACT Act several times, it added new disabilities and new locations for disabilities and presumptive illnesses. And if they die of that, because of that bill, the spouse, even though the veteran may have died years ago, is now eligible for dependency and indemnity compensation. Mm-hmm. So that would, you still pay your property taxes, but when you then do your Wisconsin tax return, you get currently 100% of your property tax for your primary resident and up to 1 acre of land. So it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
And the community doesn't suffer because they still pay, you still pay it, and the school district gets it, and Mid-State gets it, and the county, which pays my salary, gets it, which is a good thing. I like getting paid. but yeah, if your spouse was a veteran and was served during the Vietnam era and passed away, or served in the Gulf and had, you know, many cancers and respiratory conditions and stuff that we talked about all before. Mm-hmm. But you can still, even though it's been years later, file for that disability benefit, dependency and indemnity compensation. Or, once again, if the veteran, definitely come and see us. So those are the tax bits. We get a lot of questions on if, for the past several sessions of the state legislature, there's been a bill to reduce that threshold to 70% service connected. That has not passed. I'm anticipating it will be reintroduced again this year. Made it almost last year. So it's time you reach out when you're talking to your state legislators and let them know that, hey, you support this. Or not, I mean, but hopefully you do. And what that would bring it then, they tweaked it a bit, so they put in some thresholds. So mm-hmm. the McMansions, you know, like some people really don't need, they'll take the tax credit, but they don't need it. But so they put in some thresholds on the property value, only up to a certain amount, and I can't remember all the details. They also put in, you know, the bill would be that if you're 70% service-connected disabled, you would get 70% of your property tax reimbursed. Mm. There's also been a move to try to get that to be renter's insurance. Mm. And it was in the governor's budget, which is his wish list, and now the legislature is saying, well, we'll present our wish list, mm-hmm. and it'll work through. But what that was is similar to the, I believe it's a homestead credit, whereas if you're 100% service connected, or mm-hmm. I think his budget also was a 70%, depending on if you paid your heat or if your heat was paid by your landlord, it was a 25% of your rent would be a tax credit mm-hmm. if you paid your heat, and 20% if the landlord paid it mm-hmm. or vice versa. Anyway, those are ideas being out there that could help those disabled veterans who do not own their own home. Mm-hmm. So that would be a wonderful benefit if it were to come through the legislative process. So those are things out there on taxes and the wish list and things that are being floated.
Oh, Rock, this one, like many of our listeners out there, hits close to home. My Uncle Tim fought in Vietnam, him and my Aunt Sherry are, in this group of some of the people you're talking about here and everything. And I have to say, my Aunt Sherry is one of the smartest people I've ever known. And I don't know if she knows some of this stuff. I don't know if how much of this she even understands about some of this stuff. I'm listening. I'm very in tune with what you're telling me right here. And I feel like I need to be taking notes as you're telling me this.
All you need to know is our phone number.
Exactly. Thank you. You teed me up perfectly, Rock. I want to let the audience know that, you know, certainly if you have questions, as Rock has told us many times, that's what he's there for. That's what Lita and all the people there are there for, to be able to help answer these questions and make sure that we take care of our vets. And regardless of what's going on a governmental level or Washington or any of these things, on a local level, there are certain things we can do. You mentioned calling our representatives and certainly sharing this information and making sure that our local veterans understand, know about their benefits, know about the things that are available to them.
Correct. I'll throw it out right away. Our phone number is 715-421-8420. And we're there because we do this every day and we still have questions and have to look stuff up. There's so many details. I had an email this morning from a widow of a veteran who died of a Gulf War illness a couple of years ago. And she was asking about follow-on education benefits because she's thinking about going back to school. And, you know, that's the type of things. Should get her state tuition if she goes to a state school waived. But also she's got federal GI Bill benefits depending on if she's going to school less than half-time, full-time, three-quarter time, full-time. Like half-time is $890 a month, plus mm-hmm. you can have your tuition paid. There's some substantial benefits that people have really, they try. Yeah. They're websites, but they're confusing as heck, and they're just moving. We're the local representative, and everyone calls up and asks, oh, well, you're being affected by whatever's going on in the federal government. We work for you. We're paid by you. We're county employees. We will be here. Might take us, whatever happens on the federal side, you know, is going to happen, and we're here to help you navigate through it.
Rock, when it, you know, every year, just for any everyday citizen, you know, tax laws change from year to year, and it can be a little bit difficult to keep up with. With this, we've touched on some of these things. Are there anything else that people should be aware of, especially, I mean, our veterans should be aware of when it comes to tax time?
Oh, boy. Well, also, if you're enrolled in VA healthcare, there you do get a document, I believe, and it qualifies you for having coverage under the Affordable Health Care Act. So you don't pay a penalty, and I have no idea what the penalty is because tax laws, a whole different set of the big tax or the big laws that I deal with and try to be an expert on. But that's a way to minimize whatever penalties they might be able to put on you by not having insurance. If you can get eligible, and there's all sorts of different ways. It's a whole nother lane of our business is getting people enrolled in VA healthcare. And it could be based on if you're service-connected, you can be enrolled. If you're served in certain areas, you can automatically be enrolled. After all those weird little, this one gets you in, this one gets you in, this one, it comes down to how much money you make. Can you afford to purchase your own health care or not? And it's not a real low threshold. It's not really high either, you know. So I mean, But it's, and it takes family income. But we're here to guide you through that. And hopefully, as I always say, my job is to do anything short of fraud to get you a benefit.
Right. And we appreciate that. There was a topic that I did want to bring up with you, Rock, and I don't really have a question here or anything, but I do think that it's something worth talking about. We ask our community all the time for our citizens out there to support our veterans and support those that protected freedom, protected democracy, are the reason we could do fun little shows like this and so many of these other things. But I'm curious, and I've talked to veterans about this, that support, it means more than any of them could ever put into words, and they're very appreciative of it. What it means for other veterans to support veterans. I feel like this may seem like it goes hand in hand, like, of course, this would be a thing. But unfortunately, I'm seeing more and more of people who have enlisted, who have fought for our country, that now are veterans, are now removed from the military, but don't seem to be remembering their roots and don't seem to be supporting their fellow veterans. How important is it to you, to the staff there, you believe, supporting the visual of this, veterans supporting veterans?
Well, difficult to come up with a quick response, but veterans can support other veterans in all sorts of different ways. And we're so busy, and we've got, you know, we've got only so much time we can be on our cell phone. We're only 24 hours in a day for you to scroll.
It's true.
You get busy, but even if you're not actively involved in a post or a unit of a veterans organization, being part of their numbers as they report to the state legislature and the state, you know, because I've been to those hearings and at the federal level, and we're American Legion of Wisconsin and we represent X number of veterans, and our members are concerned about. So that's a passive way to support. I mean, it's, you know, you buy your membership, you get the newsletter and the National Legion magazine or VFW or DAV. That's one way. Another way that I always tell people when they come into my office or when I bump into them on the street or whatever, and I say, oh, you're enrolled in VA healthcare. Oh, other veterans need it more than me. And we've had this conversation before. They may need it more than you, but you being a number in that base, because it's all about the numbers. It's always about the numbers. Just being a member and going to get your annual physical or maybe your flu shot once a year through the VA, that means that the resources stay in central Wisconsin. As those numbers start dwindling, they're going to go to where the numbers are bigger.
Yeah.
Because that's the way government works. I mean, you look at all the stuff, and How much time do you hear about Dane County and Madison? And because right. those are the population bases, or yeah. the Fox Valley. And we need to be supportive here, even just passively, you know, by being a number mm-hmm. that the commander of the American Legion or their legislative chairman, when they sit in front of that assembly committee, can say this.
Yeah.
So that's a passive way. Another passive way, or not to, is when you see the poppy sales or the forget-me-nots or whatever yeah. each one has.
Brat fries.
Brat fry or whatever. I mean, the little bit of money that you donate or that's made there, they use that to, you know, support American Legion baseball, helps our yeah. kids and youth programs, or the Badger Boys State, or Camp American Legion, mm-hmm. where veterans can go and get a relaxing, rehabilitative stay in the Northwoods. Had a gentleman come in, elderly gentleman a while back, and wanted to know, hey, how can I donate to this, to Camp American Legion? He's just got some 401k money that he's not using and needs to use type thing. And he, thank goodness, I mean, great for him. He's in a position and he's thinking about helping veterans. So there's ways there. But these people don't just, these posts and whatever, they use that money in the community. They do community services. They go out and they do veterans honors at funerals. They, like I said, American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary does all sorts of different things. So there's lots of ways to support without having it be a burden on your busy schedule, taking away from your, you know, I get it. You know, there's a gazillion channels on TV. There's your phone. There's your spouse. There's your children. There's your job. I mean, our lives are full. It's a lot different than 50, 60 years ago when, you know, there really wasn't as much stuff going on. Things were moving slower, you know. But those are the things that can help keep...
Keep us with these benefits. And certainly the help and the attention that this deserves and needs. And just to piggyback on that, something you mentioned before, Rock, about contacting your representatives, your local representatives, when there are causes and things happening with our veterans that are important to you, and reaching out to them and letting them know that as a constituent, as their boss, this is important to you. Because let's never forget that we are the boss here. We the people. We are the ones that are trying to get these things make a better world every day for our communities and for our veterans. And I will say too, as you were saying there before about whether it's brat fry sales or the poppy seed things, when you have these in your town, in your community, not only being a part of them, but spreading the word about them, letting people know, hey, over the IGA on West Side, that they're there today, or that kind of thing, spreading the word about that, being involved in these events when you can, and being there. And one thing that doesn't cost you a darn thing, And we can all do, every single person out there. I may not know all of you, but I know you can do this. Support, encouragement, costs nothing, can mean everything. If you show your support to these veterans, to these causes, whether it's on a global level, a local level, or just a one-on-one level, when you're walking into a grocery store and you see them selling brats or something like that, make eye contact. Say hello, certain things. It may not seem like a big deal to you, but I promise you it means something to them.
Yeah. Another big thing that goes a long way and is nothing more than being sociable. You see a guy or gal going through and they've got some military article, you know, whether it's their ship's name on their hat, or Vietnam veteran or Iraqi veteran or what. Thank them for their service. Yeah. I mean, you just see them, and, you know, because I'm pretty low key. I do have a sticker on my car, but other than that, you know, I really don't look like I spent 26 years in the military walking around often. Sometimes I'll have a sweatshirt or something on, but not often. But when I come up and they don't know me, you know, and I say thank you for your service, you just see them brighten up.
Yeah,
they're appreciated. Another thing to point out. To veterans to get involved a bit, to know the benefits out there. Because if a veteran is in need or hurting, or you see them, you know, referring them to us or referring them to the VA healthcare clinic or that's important. One, it makes a better quality of life for them, but also if we use state and federal VA resources to help solve a problem or an issue with somebody in our community, that frees up all the other elements of our community to help somebody who isn't a veteran.
Right.
You know, so if, really if we can use a veteran's mental health program, say, and that would free up our county social services resources. Veterans are still eligible for all those resources, but if we can use a different resource or a housing voucher, HUD-VASH is a program the VA has, and HUD, they have their own vouchers for that. So our local HUD vouchers are not used. We're using a VA lane one.
Right.
And so there are different ways to just support the whole community by supporting the veterans and using their resources to multiply the good that's done in our community.
Well said, and I always appreciate the time from your Rock. If people have follow-up questions they'd like to know more, reach out to you. How can they do that again?
Okay, once again, our phone number is 715-421-8420. They can also reach us on the county website, has our email. It's veterans@woodcountywi.gov. And that comes to the general inbox, and either Ben or Lita will handle that, hopefully, unless it's something that's beyond or sensitive or really weird or something that might blow up, then they pass it to me.
Oh, sure. thank you again, Rock, for your service, for your time here, and certainly for everything you do for our community. We'll talk again real soon.
Wow, that time always goes fast.
It really does,
doesn't it? We
really
didn't have a plan.
Yeah, it really does, and it goes by quick. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up here at WFHR.